What up, everybody? It's your boy Big D, and I'm just here to speak the real, speak my thoughts. Sometimes my thoughts is everyone else's thoughts. All right, check this out. I just want to talk about the LeBron James Cleveland Cavaliers free agency trades. I just want to know what y'all think about that, man. Is that crazy? Did he improve or did he mess up? My personal opinion, and I don't care who likes it and who don't, I like what he got. I kind of feel like this is what the Cleveland Cavaliers been setting up and using everybody else for some ammo. When they first brought in D. Rose, former MVP, you know, and all the other people that they brought in, Isaiah Thomas, just to name one of the big people, they were setting this up a long time ago. This ain't nothing new, okay? And the team that he got for them trades, wow, well done, whoever the GM is. Oh my God, he did a really good job. What he had back then was a bunch of people who were superstars that, you know, was very lackadaisical, you know, at everything they did. Now you got these hungry young kids that's ready to eat, get a championship ring at a young age. They hungry. That's why they playing so well. Then you got Hill. He's not very young, but smart guy, professional. Never heard a bad thing about the guy. Great job, GM. Now, on another note, I want to talk about all these killings. Chicago, Peoria, Illinois, everywhere in this world. Baltimore, New York. You know, I'm getting tired of people getting mad at the other race. Mainly blacks getting mad at the whites for saying and doing things that they're doing. We can't stop killing each other, hating on each other, dislike of each other. I heard a comedian say, we the only race that don't have left each other. And that's pretty much true. We can't ever stick together and do something special. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. had thousands of people marching with him. We can't get 150. You know, we didn't got lazy, y'all. We didn't got lazy. I swear, we didn't got lazy. We need to pick it up if we want to survive, you know. We can't constantly be under a situation where they handing us bread crumbs just to get by. If we don't do something and stick together, teach one, you know, reach one, teach one, each other. Let's bring a person up instead of kicking them back down, man. We can be so powerful in this game. The world of life, you know, the game of life. Let's do it, y'all. For real. Another thing, man, that's been on my mind is just thoughts. I be thinking about the money that some of us African Americans have, like Oprah, Shaq, Jordan, 50 then got a little money now. You know what I'm saying? The one with the millions and billions, you know what I'm saying? That was, you know, I can understand people that who got like $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, you know what I'm saying? That's going to take for their family to live. But like Diddy, man, buy some land, you know what I'm saying? And build a community to help each other out, teach each other about credit and working hard, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we just got to give a little bit for somebody to be successful, you know? And just hand it back down. Once you get there, bam. You know, it's like a manufacturing plant. One gets there, you know, the other one's being built, then it gets there. Just like that, you know. We gotta do that for each other. But the way the thing's going, man, we ain't doing nothing but killing, stealing, and doing crazy stuff to each other. And we are down in the gutter. You know, middle class, lower class.